everyone. Thank you for joining us on the Real Estate Experts Podcast with Jacob and Jennifer Fries. I'm Jacob.
And I'm Jennifer.
Today, we're going to dive deep into real estate revelations, key lessons, and insights to a successful career. So, Jennifer, why don't you get us started today in some of your personal experience in your 31 years in the business?
Well, I mean, I think this is just a good time in 2024 for us just to really reflect about what is really going to help us, you know, this year. I know last year for some people, their numbers weren't as great and they're a little down on that. And so I really thought this would be just a great opportunity to just kind of share, you know, some words of wisdom that I've learned over the years. But, you know, one thing that I would really just reiterate is that, especially if you're new to the industry, there's this word called patience. And I think that that's really hard when you first get started in something. And so that's one of the things that I wish I would have had a little bit more of, you know, honestly, in the beginning. But secondly, I think your mindset, I mean, our mind really does, it can do wonders for us. It can really help us if we have a great mindset.
For sure.
And it can really damage us as well. You know, when I started, you know, honestly, I just tucked my head down. I mean, I just worked. I mean, that's all that I did was just work because, you know, I understood going into it that I had to do something and I had to make something work. So for me, it was more about determination and just getting it in there and getting it done.
Well, when you talk about mindset, you know, it kind of makes me think of, you know, talking about affirmations and talking to yourself, because the things that you say to yourself is really important in making sure that you are keeping a positive mindset.
True. Absolutely. And it's really unfortunate, you know, because time and time again, I mean, I would definitely, you know, see agents in this industry and they would be in it and honestly just doing a great job, but they didn't give themselves, you know, time, a little time and a little patience to build. And they would end up leaving the industry before they could definitely see all the work that they had put in. You know, basically, you know, you're planting the fields and you're placing those seeds and there's that growth, but they just weren't seeing it soon enough. So they just didn't have the patience.
Right.
And they get out of the field. And
I bet it becomes one of those situations where some people that get out of real estate too fast because they just think they wanted to jump in and make a quick buck, they get out of real estate and then maybe 2 months down the road, they get a call, hey, I'm wanting to list my house.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh my gosh, I'm out.
It's so true. They get out way too soon. But, you know, on the flip side of some of this is, you know, I mean, because of where I started and in the beginning, you know, I have people that I, you know, and my family, as you know, that I have worked really, really, really hard to get to go into this field. And you think about, you know, Trent got into it for a very short length of time.
For his son, yes.
Yeah, and I, that was a forced effort.
Right. That's what we do to our kids sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, my niece, how many times have I talked to her over the years, just begging Harley, begging, completely begging, you know? And so what were their reasons? Do you remember?
Oh, gosh. I mean, anything under the sun. It was just, I think maybe it's scary to them, first of all. Now, Trent actually did try real estate, whereas Harley has not ever tried. But I think for some, it's just, it's scary, you know, the unknown.
Well, let me tell you the reason why. Because this is just being real frank. They were young, you know, and saw me for all those years, and they just saw my hours. They saw how hard I worked. And honestly, that's not what they wanted for their life. And I respect that. I really do. And so when I talk about our industry and, you know, and the people flocking into the industry and the people that are in the industry, I don't know, especially as brokers, I think, and when I think about educating our buyers and sellers, that we really do need, I mean, we try to make people, the community and consumers especially, think that what we do is so easy. And we talk about, oh, well, you can just go to real estate school and you can do this and you can do that, blah, 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 blah. And we try to make it sound so easy, especially if we're trying to recruit people, right?
Right.
But let's just be frank. It's not all that easy. If you, I mean, it's work. And so, especially right now, I would like to tell agents that they need to be telling people what they do and explain to people the work that they put in. And, you know, especially with all the things that are going on with buyer's agency and in our industry, I think that sellers need to know how hard buyer's agency works to bring buyers to their property. But just, you know, in all, we just haven't really done our industry justice explaining what we do so people realize how hard we work. The people closest to me realize how hard I worked. And you know, I think today it's a little different. I think there's a lot of different ways that we can work. You know, when I think about the old days, you know, we didn't have the luxury of lock boxes in my beginning. So I was running around town, you know, and which was crazy when I think about it now, absolutely crazy. But, you know, at the same time, I do look at the statistics, you know, with the National Association of Realtors. So let me give you some statistics.
Okay. Give it to me.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
In 2023, according to the National Association of Realtors, 60,000 agents left this industry.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
That's insane.
Isn't that crazy? And what's even crazier, it's and even, you know, kind of scary sometimes when we think about it, but people that go into real estate their first year, 75% of them quit. Within 5 years, 87% fail. 87% fail within 5 years of being in real estate. Now, those statistics are truly scary when you think about it and you break it down. We don't notice it so much in our industry that we've lost that many people. And I guess I'll say it this way. The reason is because that's how many people are still continuing to come into our industry.
Right.
And so, you know,
it's just a revolving door, unfortunately.
Exactly. But I think as agents, if we would really educate all parties, meaning our sellers and our buyers, about what we do and how hard we work, I don't think we would have any trouble getting our pay, getting our commission.
Right.
And so so, you know, in the beginning, when people are getting started, I want to just say, please be patient with yourself. Give yourself some patience.
Well, and you know, that's the thing that comes to my mind is when an agent is coming into the industry, you know, they look at joining a team or going to an agency and they start looking at the commission splits and they're like, oh, well, I don't want to give up that money. I don't want to give up that. But they don't realize what they get back in return. Now, of course, you can go to a bad team that has, you know, not necessarily great leadership. And that's why another reason why I like to be able to send people to you to interview, because you will not only thoroughly interview them and give them expectations, but you will also give them intelligent questions to go ask other agents or agencies.
Absolutely.
And really help educate them right on the spot in an interview, so to speak.
And it's true. I mean, you know, I mean, I'll be really frank. I mean, I will talk to anyone. I mean, I you know me.
Yep.
I mean, I say it this way.
Absolutely.
I don't have a problem having discussions with anyone that's interested in real estate and have those discussions, because I feel like not everyone is completely honest with people what it takes if they're just thinking about getting into real estate.
Right.
So I definitely like having those conversations. Not everybody I'm not interested in just anybody, right?
Right.
I'm interested in a certain personality that I see certain traits. I don't want anybody like me, you know? I need people to be different than me, for sure.
Right.
And so I love meeting people from different cultures, you know, as well. But I definitely want to be with people that do things differently than me, because I want to learn from them too.
Yeah, I mean, have different life experiences.
And I want our team to be diverse in the way we do things, because I just know how key it is for me to continue to sharpen the saw too. And I know with having people that's different from me, I'm going to have to provide a different level of coaching for them as well. But I'll definitely visit with anybody and kind of head them in the right direction, for sure. Or at least tell them some things that maybe they need to know about this industry, you know, in the beginning.
Well, and that's one thing that I just want to highlight. If you're a newer agent out there listening in, to really dive deep into what type of team or what type of agency you're getting in with. Because after you start looking at all the work that we do on the back end for our agents, then it becomes extremely valuable. It's kind of the old adage of what Mark Cuban says on Shark Tank about, would you rather have, you know, 100% of $1,000, or would you rather have 5% of $100 million?
Right.
You know, sort of thing. And so you've got to just weigh all those options as you start looking at joining a team or an agency. So
true. So when people are first getting into it, I mean, they need to definitely, another point that I want to make is they need to understand that, you know, they're 1099 now. They're called an independent contractor. They can't rely on that W-2. It's gone.
You know,
when they really choose to make real estate. And the thing is, I don't like part-time realtors. You know, I mean, I don't want them, you know, working on our team in particular.
Right.
And I don't want to say I don't like part-time realtors. It's just that you really need to take time to devote yourself to this industry if you're truly interested.
Well, it's definitely a full-time job.
And
whether you want to try to treat it like that or not, it's definitely a full-time job. And so having those, it's just, you got to put in the work, right?
You definitely have to put in the work. And I mean, there's tax advantages to be an independent contractor. They have to kind of keep that in mind as well.
Right.
But I mean, that's important. And then, you know,
we've talked about that on another episode.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Tune into that one.
Yeah. But I will definitely say that, you know, they need to get trained, you know, with their jumping in the industry, you know, so patience, you know, and then mindset, and knowing that they're not going to be a W-2 anymore, that they're going to become an independent contractor, finding someone that's going to help them help push them along and tell them the things that they need to do and educate them about real estate.
So tell me some things. Let's dive a little deeper into preparing yourself to get into real estate. So obviously the regular paycheck will be no longer.
Right.
And so you have to prepare yourself for that and set yourself up to be successful, really, is what it comes down to. Because obviously you need money to live. So you need to figure out for you and your family how that looks and how that works. What are some other things that you can tell us?
Well, I just want people to realize that they're getting into something that they're going to have to spend money to make money. And I mean, that's just, you hear that all the time. But it's really important to understand that nobody knows that you sell real estate, right? So there are things that you're going to have to do, you know, to let people know that you sell real estate. Some of those things cost money. There's a lot of things, and I'm sure that on another episode, we'll go through a huge laundry list of things that people can do to promote themselves, get themselves out there, that I'd love to share that can be totally free, for one,
right.
And with very little money. Sometimes it's elbow grease and work, but there are a lot of things that people can do to get themselves out there. So, but basically that's the name of the game, is to get yourself out there, network.
Yep. Well, and you know, recently one of our new agents to us, but had been in the industry for 7 years, just joined our team, and just in one of our team meetings the other day was saying about how she had never been trained on a certain task. And it was a very routine task. And I think that just goes to show you that, you know, I don't know that she was ever part of another team per se.
She had been.
Okay.
I believe she had been.
Okay. But those are the kind of things that we train on regularly, is listing appointments. How do those go? And what do those look like? And role playing and buying agent appointments.
What was so interesting about that particular thing was, she and I only had, before she had an appointment, we had like maybe 20 minutes, right? That I went over some documents with her.
Yeah.
And she was really nervous going into it. And I just, you know, explained to her, just present it, you know, and do this. And she did. And I don't know, she came back and she was very enthused, I know, at our team meeting, and telling Elizabeth basically, hey, you're going to learn this from the very beginning. And I wish I'd known this 7 years ago. I wouldn't be probably doing what I'm doing now. You know, I'd be somewhere else.
Well, she'd be in a different place in her real estate career.
Absolutely,
for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I think that our team is coming along really well, and I'm happy about that, that they definitely see the value that we're bringing to the table at this point, because that's the most important thing. And it goes with, you know, I'm just, you know, we're speaking to agents, so I'm just saying, continue to bring value to your buyers and sellers. You've got to have value there, for sure. So be ready to spend some money, bring value, every turn of the table.
Well, before we jump into the next point, we need to take a break. It is time for station identification. You can find us on YouTube and all the places where you find your podcasts. Our sponsor today is The Roofing Experts. We stand behind our roofs so you can stand under them.
So, you know, one of the things that's key, and we hear this so much of the time about knowledge is power and how important it is. And the one thing is getting educated, you know, learning everything you can about the contracts. I hate to break it to everybody, but every year there's always a change on a real estate contract. Yeah. I know you all don't believe me, but there is.
Well, because some of you don't read those contracts.
So it's really important to know the changes and to go over those and to understand, you know, hey, I'm going to have to tweak it a little bit, you know, so those trailblazers that have been doing this for years and years and years, you know that there'll just be some tweaks here and there that you'll do. But for the newcomers, you know, they just really need to understand the contract well and pricing strategies. I mean, you know, learning about pricing strategies, you know, the market's going to fluctuate no matter what. So you need to understand, read, study, understand what's going on, market trends, and all of that great stuff. Your knowledge and expertise really does build trust and credibility. That's the key thing that people need to understand, that trust and credibility is so important to buyers and sellers. And so your knowledge that you bring to the table, you know, and so I can honestly have new agents coming to work for me, but we've done the research, we've got the studies. I mean, it tells a story. We don't have to bring opinions to the table, right? It's just facts. And so when you've got clear facts that you can share with a buyer or a seller, it makes it so much easier, you know, guiding them in the direction of the journey that they're getting ready to travel down, honestly.
For sure.
And to make great decisions as well, you know, very wise decisions. So with all that being said, just think, you know, when you go into these appointments, you're going to have great confidence, right? Because you know something, you know a little bit about what's going on. And then secondly, just think about how thrilled those people are going to be with you. And so you're going to get even more leads from all those referrals that they're going to send your direction. And so there's just, but then again, it comes back to your mindset and how you feel. And how you feel, I mean, it's like in your bones, it just exudes yourself. And so you send out a different energy to other people. And then you just got more people coming to you, you know? And so it's all part of it. It's just the process.
So true.
So one of the things that I had seen, and this was a quote by Robin Sharma, and it's, investing in yourself is the best investment you'll ever make. It not only improves your life, but it will improve the lives of those around you. And so those are the things that you have to remember. And so when you're in the trenches and you're thinking, you know, woe is me.
Yep.
Kind of think, you know what? I need to get myself out of this because I've got other people that have expectations. You know, I've got kids at home that, you know, they need a college education. They need a car. You know, or I have a retirement plan I need to be putting money back for.
Well, the thing that stands out in this quote to me is you will improve the people around you. So it kind of goes back to the saying that you are the average of the five people that you surround yourself with.
Absolutely.
And so that kind of reminds me of that a little bit.
Absolutely. I totally, totally agree with that for sure. I do think it's important that, you know, that you choose who you're going to partner with. You know, whether that be, you know, a boutique or a franchise, you know, you really do need to think about who that principal broker is going to be and who you want to put your license with, because the culture at that office, whether you're working from home or not, still bleeds into you and the way you perform and what you do.
For sure.
And because the agency, you know, being around incredible agents that, you know, are the best of the best, and have great energy. There's nothing like it. And so you just like having like a synergy, you know, in an office. It's just, it's incredible when you have that.
Yeah, for sure. I like that a lot. So what do you think about, so our next kind of bullet point is finding a mentor. So tell me, what do you think the things that you have to look for when finding a mentor?
Well, I mean, you want to find someone that has, that is truly more successful than you are, for sure.
Yeah.
So you need to find someone that's really making things happen. And it's so true that, you know, sometimes we think that these people are way busier and they would never have time for us, right? But that is not true. Usually very successful people are busy, don't get me wrong, but they make time for people because, you know, givers gain. We all believe in giving back and doing things. And so for most people that are true, you know, trailblazers in this industry, they will make time for people. They will sit down, they will mentor, they will talk, they will, you know, kind of help you, you know, they don't want you to flounder, for sure. They want to help to see you be very successful. And because they do have a mindset of abundance, they're not in a scarcity,
right?
You know, headspace by any means.
This isn't a zero-sum game. Yep. Yeah,
exactly. So their thought process is way different. So finding someone that's, you know, more successful than you and who is, you know, busy doing things, and someone that you know, a lot of people, they're intimidated, right? And so they don't want to ask questions and they don't want to say much, but they're just like you. You know, they started somewhere, you know, and they worked themselves up to. This industry isn't something that you just walk into overnight and, you know, you're selling $150 million, you know, in volume a year. It's not quite like that.
Right.
So you really do. It does take time to build your business up. And so they understand that. And so, and two, they get something from it as well. I don't think people realize that when you're working with a mentor, that the mentor actually gets something out of it as well. I know that, you know, where I lived, we had a all girls college and I was called on every year, you know, for leadership programs and different things.
Yeah.
And they would come in and interview you and they would, you know, you're to be a little bit of a mentor to the student, you know, for that length of time. And I was always amazed at the girls that, you know, just wanted a little bit of leadership.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. The thing that I think of in my life, for all you race fans out there. So
race fans. Yeah, that's your love of life.
That's
for sure.
Right. So I try to relate everything to racing that I can. I think of in my very young 20s, early 20s, I was in race car training and it was talked about. Some of our instructors were actually race car drivers. They were actually young fellas. They were like in their mid 20s and I was probably 20. And they learned by training other people, just newbies, just like myself. And so you do get a lot out of training people, mentoring people. And so for all of you successful agents out there, think about that. Think about maybe taking somebody under your wing and giving them some mentorship, giving them, you know, some advice and keeping in touch with them regularly, because it does benefit everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I do want to kind of give a big shout out to, especially today, because one of the things that I want to just say is that Keller Williams was ranked number one in Northwest Arkansas last year.
Woohoo! Woohoo!
And
nice.
So, you know, just this week, I saw, we have an internal Facebook post, right? And I saw a post from our leadership, you know, saying to everyone, come talk to us if you cannot pay your MLS dues. They want to see you succeed in every realm. They're like, we'll figure something out, you know, and no one is going to know. So please come talk to us. And, you know, that's the part of that culture, and especially at Market Pro Realty here in NWA, that I truly love being a part. I mean, I think, you know, you hear me talk about it all the time, but I really do love that about them. So, you know, I'm just going to say it like this. If anybody's out there and they're just not making it where they're at and they have any questions, feel free to DM me. I'm happy to sit down and visit with you about what Keller Williams has to offer. And just about our culture.
And specifically about what our team has to offer if you ever want to join our team.
Well, absolutely. But I'm just trying to give, you know, give
it's
you
true.
A shout out.
It's so true. But I mean, you know, some people, we talk to people all the time, agents all the time from other companies or just within Keller Williams. And, you know, just because we take some time out of our day doesn't mean you have to join our team.
Yeah.
We want to help you and help you succeed in whatever manner that works out for you.
So they always say the old way isn't always the best way. So we sometimes just have to get out of our way, right? And just make things happen. And so I just want to encourage people to get their mindset in a great place, you know, financial preparation, knowing that you're going into it, and then knowing that you're going to probably spend some money when you first get into it, but kind of keep track of your ROI. I mean, that's an important piece too. You know, a lot of agents want to do certain things and market themselves, but you know, the ROI truly needs to be there.
Right.
Education, just always, you know, no matter how long you've been in this industry, you need to continue to evolve. You need to continue to learn and understand, and then grab yourself a mentor, a coach, someone that's truly going to help you and know this market. I mean, right now, it's truly important for agents to dig into the market trends, understand what's going on, and so they can be giving great, valuable advice and direction. And I just like to show people the facts. That's just my style. I like to show facts. I don't always want to give people just an opinion. I like the facts to present itself.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and Jacob, I can't imagine, but I know that you've got a great book for us this week.
Yeah, so let's start to wrap up the episode. We appreciate everybody being with us today. So we have been talking about The Miracle Morning with our real estate team lately. And yes. So that is a focus of part of our weekly team meetings. And I really like that book. It really dives into just very detailed. If you really take the book at its core, you really start to figure out like, hey, we need to figure out a routine. You know, it's all about the routine. And it that can mean many different things to everyone. Each person is different.
I've had several agents over the years tell me that when they actually practice their miracle morning, their husband can tell a difference. And it's simply because of their attitude. You yeah. know, I mean, you just, when you get up and you practice this routine every single morning, you just go about your day in a different way. And so if you're a grumpy, frumpy individual, think about that. Think about, you know, setting a routine for your family, you know.
Well, it kind of goes to, you know, just having, being proactive, not having life come at you, but you coming at life and you really being proactive and being prepared. The Miracle Morning talks about being prepared the night before. So you know exactly what you're doing as soon as you wake up and having that positive mindset when you go to sleep, because whatever mindset you have when you go to sleep is the same mindset you're going to have when you wake up.
It's so true. It's so true.
Well, thank you so much for being here today with us. We are going to wrap up today's episode. Where can you find us at? Well, on any podcast platforms. So thank you guys for being here. Oh, don't forget about our YouTube channel as well.
Yes, don't forget that.
Find us on YouTube, The Real Estate Experts Podcast. Thank you guys. Have a great day.